That's a bit of Frederick Lowe's brilliant My Fair Lady Overture played by the original Broadway orchestra back in 1956 when the show opened. Now, imagine that same overture played by the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra conducted by Ted Sterling, a leading Broadway conductor. Add Phoenix Theater's outstanding producing artistic director Michael Barnard's masterful staging and outstanding local and national musical theater pros as the leads, and you'll have an idea of the superb performance these two leading arts groups presented to the Valley. My Fair Lady is not often presented here because it's a huge show filled with elaborate scenic demands and beautiful but expensive turn-of-the-20th-century costuming. But in this elegantly staged concert version, complete with scenery and costumes, Barnard and the Symphony brought My Fair Lady to vibrant life at Symphony Hall. PT and the Symphony have joined forces for 4 years on an annual staged concert of great musicals, but this is the first one I've seen. What a fool I was to miss earlier productions, including South Pacific and The Music Man. Jeannie Schubitz, a local talent now living in New York, returned in triumph to play Eliza Doolittle, the Cockney flower girl who becomes a lady. Schubitz, finely sculptured Eliza, offered character insights rarely seen in the best My Fair Lady productions, and her fabulous singing brought new life to Eliza's song hits. Local actor Mike Lawler played Colonel Pickering staunchly, and Chris Erickson turned Eliza's rough-and-tumble father, Alfred Doolittle, into the perfect music hall clown. Ian Christensen's stalwart and beautifully sung Freddie Eynsford Hill stopped the show with On the Street Where You Live. Sally Jo Bano played Mrs. Pierce, Henry Higgins' maid, with impish sparkle, while Lisa Fogel was suavely aristocratic as Higgins' mother. Leading local performers played small roles and filled out the ensemble with charisma and executed Barnard's constantly moving choreography with remarkable precision. A few negatives. Stage lighting was often problematic, and the Cockney and the British dialects came and went inconsistently. Finally, Terry Lee Gaddare's Henry Higgins emphasized a more effete professor. I prefer a more masculine Higgins, as I don't question the phonetics professor's sexual orientation, as some My Fair Lady critics do. Conductor Sterling's nuanced conducting of the excellent Phoenix Symphony gave the show a rich sound. No word on next year's show, although the Symphony season brochure hints that it might be Oliver. Local audiences should be glad these annual tributes to great musicals will continue. What a performance My Fair Lady was. It's too bad it closed Sunday. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.